Good morning. Today is the International Day of Peace, the 21st of September 2012. People all over the world are celebrating the International Day of Peace through meditation and intention, collective intention. Here in Oroville, at 3 p.m., we will have a group meditation in the Unity Pavilion. Today in Oroville, it's 30 degrees outside and it feels like 35. The winds are 15 kilometers per hour from the south-southwest. The sun rose this morning at 5:59, and it will set this evening at 6:07. The moon is a waxing crescent, and it's in enthusiastic, optimistic Sagittarius. The sun is in 29 degrees of Virgo today as it shifts tomorrow into the constellation Libra. Today in the news, we have a short interview with Ramesh, chief of security at Town Hall, regarding the villager uprisings during yesterday's Bond, the national strike to oppose rising costs of food and transport in India. From Ramesh.
See, actually, it's official one, actually, right? It's against our government, the central government, actually. Nothing happened in Oroville so much. The schools are open. Some places which is closed, you know, there's a local guys, you know, local village people who came and asked them to close it. Roadsides, nothing happened, right? I think till yesterday 3-4, it went well. It's no problem.
Okay, and the yesterday morning around 10 o'clock at Town Hall, something happened. Can you speak about that?
Look, actually, those guys, and as I said, you know, there's a 4 or 5 village people who came and asked them to close down the town hall, as well as also they went to CSR. They went also in Dana, right? And some places which are enclosed, actually, you know, visitor center, Matraman, they are closed. You know, actually, those people actually were all working in Oroville, and they're also against of Oroville, actually, one. And second, actually, the people who are working in some places, they asked those friends, comes inside Oroville, right? And they call those people in purposely saying, oh, I'm working, please, can you pass by? So they, those people who came, right? And then they did that. So those all this. They are actually showing to the government or central government. Actually, state government are not supporting. It's only actually central government. And actually, they are against parties. You know, there are some parties against of central government as well as states. And the state government announced there is a well, they are given a well police protection actually in all over Tamil Nadu, right? In Oroville, nothing happened. It's only small, they came, 10 to 12 people came. So they done this.
And I was in the radio at that time, so I saw everything very clearly, and it was a bit violent, their entrance.
Well, as I said, no, look, they came, you know, purposely, you know, because there are some few guys who are working here. Right, they are invited, and those people actually were working also in a different units. You know, as I said also, you know, see that they call those friends, can you please pass by, so our shops are open, our places, you know, our company is open, can you pass by? So this is why they came up. It's a very less actually if you compare it to other places, or will actually it's a very less and safety place. So you don't need to worry in anything. See, it's actually the next time, we have to be aware of to the community, you know, what we're going to do. Because in yesterday, we didn't have much communication, you know, because some places like, you see, visitor center, Matra Mandir are closed. So we didn't know that. What we do next time, you know, we have to decide, like in working committee and a council, we have to give a common statement to the community, actually, you know, because we should not actually support this. And also, we should be very careful next time.
So you say we shouldn't support it in essence of town hall should not have closed?
Well, actually, Oroville should not be in a closed, you know, because Oroville, it's actually, you know, we are not actually connected in a politician's one, right? Actually, we are all working for one aim. Somehow, you see, the villages, the workers are connecting, you know, they say, no, let's go to Oroville and try to do, you know. Meanwhile, some places are closed, you know, before in advance, so we can't do anything in it.
So what it sounds like to me is there's a lapse of communication between Oroville and the villagers in terms of Oroville's role and intention in India.
Well, actually, it's obvious, right? It's a nature also, you know. See, there are always against our people because we can't fulfill and satisfy with these people, right? And there are some issues, you know, there are some land issues, also some other issues out there. In Oroville, you see that we are trying to best, actually, you know, try to communicate with the local people, you know, also others also. You know, it's always there, you know.
Okay. Ramesh, is right. There anything else you would like to share? Anything else to say?
Nothing, actually. You see, as I said, you know, look, if something, if we would know in next time, something like in a month or whatever, right? And, you know, we should actually, you know, to communicate with the people, right? Say, you know, we have to make a decision all in one instead of actually closing. And some places are closed and some places are open. You know, with that action, they are taking advantage. You know, saying, oh, those places are closed. Can you please also enclose this? Should not be an happen next time, right? And next time, actually, what we do, we'll try to bring in a police presence in Oroville. Make sure that not to happen again. Right, you know, we can, it's sad also, you know, those people, but we'll try to work it out.
In other news, today we feature two art exhibitions around Oroville. The Gallery Square Circle at Kalakendra in Bharat Nivas presents The Rainbow Goddess of the Seven Colors, an exhibition of paintings by Majvi Romaborn, a vibrant and colorful artist from Sweden. This will be on exhibit in Bharat Nivas until the 27th of September. And Oroville Radio's very own Marlenka has opened Brushstrokes, an exhibition by Marlenka. The exhibition opened yesterday in Pitanga and will be running for 2 weeks, so make sure to check it out. And in relation to art, a quote from Rumi. In your light, I learn how to love. In your beauty, how to make poems. You dance inside my chest where no one sees you, but sometimes I do, and that sight becomes this art. Breathe deeply on this International Day of Peace and enjoy your weekend. In studio today are Andrea, Miriam, Gilles, and Zan, with Andy on mic. Comments or inquiries can be submitted to OroVilleRadio.org. Ha 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 ha